Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
Jennifer Curry from The Wharf, and I'm the Director of Programming.
And we're here talking because you have Ireland at The Wharf. The festival is returning down to The Wharf in Southwest DC. Hard to believe it's already St. Patrick's Day weekend. This year's flying by, but so St. Paddy's Day is obviously on Thursday, but your festivities kick off on Saturday. What time?
Yeah, so we kick off on Saturday at noon. And for those who are thinking Thursday, St. Pat's, we've already got our Irish flags up and our pubs are ready. So come on down, but then come back on Saturday. We do an afternoon festival out on District Pier. It's a lot of fun. All the Guinness, all the music, everything that you can want for an Irish festival.
Awesome. Sounds good. And so is it in, I know a lot of people, you know, they're familiar with Kerwin's Irish Pub there. Explain how it's not, you know, that's just sort of one of the many things you can do. Explain what all is going to be going on down, you know, as you walk the boardwalk there.
Sure. So this event is actually a co-production, if you will, between Kerwin's and The Wharf. So we partner together on this one. And we will have the DC Gaels will be here. That's the Gaelic soccer. So there'll be a fun, or Gaelic football, sorry. So there'll be a fun station where you can try your hand at it. We will, as we said, have the Guinness truck out there with all of your favorite Irish brews. We'll have Irish dancing from the Boyle School, and then we'll have music on the District Pier stage.
And what remind us the band that's going to be playing?
So we've actually got three bands. We have the 19th Street Band, who's really popular local Irish husband-wife duo with a great band behind them. And then we have some folks that used to be in the band Scythian, which a lot of people around here know, Ben David and friends. And then we have the Danny Burns Band, great guy who, when he finishes his set, will actually go back to the pub so you can catch him again.
Awesome. So he'll keep the party going at the pub.
Keep the party going.
Great, great. And then I think you mentioned this, but just so I have a separate soundbite, take me more into the Irish dancers that are going to be there, Boyle School.
Yeah. So the Boyle School of Irish Dance has been a part of this every year since we started it. And they're a fantastic local group, and they will put on performances on the pier. And then I believe they will again have some smaller performances over at the pub.
Very, very cool. All right, cool. And then, so obviously, you know, there's the Guinness and other beer will be flowing at the beer garden there in District Pier. Explain how it works in terms of, I mean, I assume you probably need a wristband to be over 21, but also if, you know, I don't want to shy away families if they hear this on the radio. Tell them all ages can come out. You just need to be 21 to drink the booze, right?
Yeah. So it's definitely all ages. And we actually start the day with something really fun and new this year. We're going to be showing the Ireland versus Scotland rugby match. It's Six Nations Rugby, and the Old Glory Rugby Club, which is our professional rugby team, will be here to talk about all things rugby. And for that, we're going to have some coffee with or without your Baileys. Then we roll into the festivities, and yes, anyone is welcome. We'll just put a wristband on you if you're over 21 and you'd like to have a pint.
Now, where are the rugby matches going to be? You said you're going to be showing them. Is there like a giant outdoor screen somewhere, or are you talking about
a screen? We'll have a screen out on District Pier. And then if you'd rather settle in for the whole day of matches, you can go over to the pub because they'll have the entire day of championships showing.
Great. Now, how many years has the festival been going on? Is this a relatively recent thing?
We started in 2018. So that was the first St. Patrick's when the Wharf was open. And then sadly, we missed 2021, like everybody. 2020, we almost made it. The city closed down right before. So this will be the third annual.
Gotcha. So this will be this. Talk a little more about how that's sort of, you know, I guess this is sort of like the big coming back out party in a way.
It is. Obviously, it's really exciting to be able to have everybody back. I think something that's great is that it is outdoors. So there's lots of room for everyone to, you know, be wherever they feel most comfortable and spread out. It is supposed to be, fingers crossed, nice weather. If you could arrange that with your weather department, would be lovely. And it's just really great to be able to be wide open. And we should be also in conjunction with just about peak bloom. So we remind people that we are DC's home of the cherry blossoms. So we'll expect a good amount of foot traffic for that too.
Right. You can head over and see the cherry blossoms and then just keep making your way down along the water over to the wharf.
Exactly.
Great. Tell our listeners and speak directly to them and encourage them all to, you know, wear their green.
Yes, I would say everybody deserves a little bit of luck right now. So we'll give you some luck of the Irish. Come out for a fun, free afternoon. Pack the shamrocks and just come enjoy a good time out on the water in the sunshine.
Sounds great. Anything else we should touch on before we hop off here? I'm trying to think. We've covered a good bit of it. I guess it's free to get into the general area, and then how do you? I guess you pay per at the beer stands or whatever. But yeah, talk about so they can plan to bring their money, or they have to buy tokens, or what's the deal?
No, so we take credit cards at the bar. It is cashless, so definitely bring a credit or debit card. And we will also have some various snacks and things that people can purchase, but all of the restaurants will be open and ready to go with their patios too.
Now, do other restaurants, I mean, obviously Kirwan's Irish Pub is the big one because that's co-sponsoring it with the Wharf. That's the big destination for St. Patrick's Day weekend. But I know there's a lot of other restaurants along the Wharf there. Do they typically, you know, deck out for the holiday as well?
So I think that we'll have some, you know, that'll probably have the Guinness going for sure. And then, but really this one's all about the Irish.
Yeah, exactly. All right, cool. Well, I think I have enough to work with. Do you have anything else you want to say before we hop off here?
Specifically about this event, you know, the usual, our water taxi is back open. We know Metro is running extra hours. We've got our free shuttle running. So we encourage you to think of every way to come here without a car.
Yes. Uber, taxi, Metro,
yep.
Water taxi. You had no excuse for drinking and driving, everybody. Exactly. Get there safely. Okay, great. Well, thanks again, everyone. Again, it is we're calling it Ireland at the Wharf Festival. It's going to be co-sponsored by the Wharf and Kirwan's Irish Pub down on the Wharf. It kicks off Saturday, March 19th from noon to 6 p.m. at District Pier there on the Wharf. Hey, thanks for doing this.
Absolutely. Thank you. I hope we see you down there.
Okay. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.